Good morning, everybody, and welcome to a weekly message from Jesus. This morning, Facebook has decided to change some rules, so we're not able to stream into the groups. It's allowing me to stream into the pages, but heaven knows how I'll get this thing worked out. I've given you a link. If there's ever any doubt, the YouTube link in my name, our channel, should always be live for this show. So if you can't find it in your normal location, go over to YouTube. Please subscribe while you're there and give us a like. So anyway, we'll try to do the best we can. And I have no idea where this is going this morning. So our Father is here and he is ready to speak with us. Good morning, everyone. And yes, it is truly a frustrating world that you all live in. Many of you are dependent on big corporations. Big corporations, especially the ones that control communications, have great control over your lives. They can affect what information you receive and what information you don't receive. They can also add to the frustration of people that are trying to do what's right. Frustration is everywhere in the modern world, and it seems as though as technologies grow, frustrations will grow with them. The younger generation is generally trained in the modern technologies. But those of you that are up in years have not had the opportunity to be trained in them. Technology is moving very rapidly. That is what I want to take place. I've decided that it is time that humans need to learn rapidly in order to take their place in the galactic community. You see, humans think that they're very advanced, but they're not. There are other planets and communities in the galaxy where they have technologies far beyond your greatest comprehension. They can travel great distances in very short periods of time. Well, it keeps humans busy to travel around on their own planet. There will be a time that humans truly understand the powers that we had to create life on all planets. And we have control to dictate how those civilizations and lives on those planets progress. Many have been there far beyond humans. Humans are a new culture. Humans have a lot of learning to do. I came back several thousand years ago so that I could explain things to humans. I wanted there to be no misunderstandings about how I wanted them to live. I wanted them all to understand that heaven was real, that they need to lead simple lives, showing common sense, doing good things for others. When you're in a culture where people help others and do everything that they can for other people, then you will get caught up in this and you will do things for others as well. There will always be people taking advantage of the system. That's why communism or socialism in its purest form will never work. There have to be safety nets, and I created governments to provide them. I did not create governments to control every moment of your lives. I didn't control them to tax all of your money. They need money to exist because I wanted the governments to be able to simply function to protect you. An individual cannot protect himself from a large group. It takes a large group to protect a civilization from other groups. Sadly, that's laid the foundation for wars, and wars have always taken place among humans. The free will of humans makes them make bad decisions. They make many good decisions, but they also make many bad ones. And the whole idea is you learn from your mistakes and your bad decisions. You've heard that from me many times, I know, and you're probably getting tired of hearing it, but it's very true. When you're young, we expect that you make more bad decisions than you do when you're up in years, because you're supposed to learn. You're supposed to stop making bad decisions. A newborn baby is never judged when it creates problems. It may break things, it may do many things, but it's never judged because it hasn't had time to learn. But as that baby grows and gets older and turns into a teenager, we expect them to learn, and by that time to know right and wrong. It is the education of the young that is the most important thing that can take place. If humans are going to advance and learn, they have to be taught when they're young. You may have heard the expression, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. It's difficult. But with humans, you can. It's never too late to believe in me. It's never too late to serve others and to do what I expect you to do. You often hear me speak of Andrew Carnegie. It was not until later in his life when he retired that he tried to give all his money away to helping others. He built hundreds of libraries. He did many things. But it was not until he retired that he did this. Yes, he probably should have done things earlier, and he probably should have paid his employees more money. But he learned. He learned that he wanted to exit his human life doing as much good as possible. Each of you have the ability to learn. Each of you have the ability to build upon your frustrations. You see, frustration can give you excuses not to succeed. You can say, oh, this is too complicated. I'll never figure this out. Or I'll never be able to build a business plan that will make me successful. Or I may never, ever be able to use this computer the way it's meant to be used. But everyone has the ability to learn. Everyone has the ability to put their frustrations behind them. Positive thinking. You have heard people talk about the power of positive thinking. It works. If you truly believe in me, it is very easy to think positively because I've never given you anything negative to think about. So you see how negativity and belief in me are not related. Frustrations, they're everywhere for humans because you are at a stage of your culture where you are learning. With learning comes frustration. Some people learn easier than others. For some, it's very difficult to learn. You may have a physical disability. Physical disabilities lead to great frustration. Many of the soldiers that have gone off to fought have lost limbs, and they must learn to live without those limbs. And they go through terrible periods of frustration. But those periods, they're times of learning. They are forced to learn if they are going to get back to normality. Many people are not forced to learn and get over their frustrations. Many people think that frustration is normal. Well, it's not. You can have a mental attitude where you stand back and you think about, I'm not going to let this bother me. I'm not going to let this frustrate me. I'm not going to let this depress me. If you want something to be depressed about, just look at the news. What's going on around the world is terrible and it's very depressing. I'm even depressed at it because I hate to see it. I hate to see young lives wasted in war. I see countries out there that can have immense effect upon the future of all mankind because they have these weapons of mass destruction and they threaten to use them. They have free will, so there is real danger there. We try to influence their thought processes as best we can so that they never ever even consider using them. But you know what logic stops them from using them? The idiotic thought of mutual destruction. Think about that if you want to be frustrated. If you use your weapon, I'm going to use mine, and I'm going to kill you, and you're going to kill me, and then there's nothing left. Now there's logic for you. Humans often have problems thinking about the realities of what's around them. Yes, mutual destruction can be very, very effective. But how long can that concept of mutual destruction truly last? There will be some idiot that decides that he could, with his first strike, wipe out the other guy. And then it will start. Everyone has to understand that a human life is very important to me. Yes, when you pass, you'll be welcomed into heaven, and that will be the greatest day of this human life. But if that day of passing comes prematurely, then the learning processes have stopped. If a great mass of humans are killed in a use of these stupid weapons, then the learning process stops. There have been times in human development that basically humans have not learned much. The Dark Ages, sickness, wars, they distracted the humans of those times from learning. I had to step in and bring great minds to your planet in order to end the Dark Ages. That's why they call it the Renaissance. Do you think it happened by accident? No. I send people back with great intelligence to teach the humans, to lead them out of this darkness that they were living in. If I hadn't done that, you would still be living in caves. But those individuals could only go so far. Many of them were mistreated, but many of them were proclaimed to be the geniuses that they were. Today I've given you great technologies, and they're apparently frustrating humans very much, and well, they should be. It seems like there's nothing simple in your civilization today. As you look around, all you see are complexities. Your automobiles have become so complex that it takes an expert to work on them. When you were riding bicycles, it wasn't that hard, was it? You could repair your own vehicle. Those days are over, and you need to get used to it. The technologies that humans require to advance are going to be very frustrating. You are now moving so rapidly that each generation has a different technology. Now, sadly, many of your young are turning to these very complicated games as a substitute for life. They have to learn to live their lives. Realities are not in these games. Those games can prepare them for life. They can teach them to solve complexities. They can teach them to do things like fly these modern airplanes, drive these modern vehicles, design them. The young are the key to everything. The education of the young is the basis the human evolution is built upon, always has been. The young become the leaders of the future, and how they are trained determines the future. In countries such as Russia, the young are influenced by propaganda. The parents are influenced by propaganda, so they teach the young that what they're hearing is correct. And then they will grow up to do violence unto others because they hear that it is only through conquering other countries and killing other people that the great countries survive. That's not true. Humans have got to reach a time where they truly understand the realities of peace. Peace is a wonderful thing. You do not have to worry about somebody coming to kill you. Stop and think, if you took all of the money that is spent on defense and put it towards helping others, how wonderful life would be for everyone. It would be an incredible world. It would be a world where everyone could find happiness and not live in lives of frustration. It seems as though wherever you turn, frustration is there. Your politicians frustrate you because they don't follow what they say they were going to do. Their free will takes them and leads them towards power and money. They listen to special interests because those special interests can give them much more money than individuals can. So the special interests usually win out now. But the people have got to learn to put individuals in public office that deserve to be there. There are many people that have learned leadership, especially in the military. High-ranking officers know how to lead. They know how to have their individuals follow commands. They know how to achieve. Do you think that a person that has never held a job but just simply has held political office all his life really knows how to achieve accomplishments? There are great achievers among the humans right now. They've overcome the frustrations. They've taken their ideas and they've developed a business path that they need to achieve success. Now, sadly, many of these people do not use the money that they've achieved to help others. Great amounts of money generally create great amounts of problems and frustrations, believe it or not. Individuals must learn to share. They must learn to take some of that great wealth, the excess wealth that they have, and use it towards helping others. I speak of that every week. And sadly, it goes over the heads of the people that should be listening. You see, the people that should be listening don't take time to listen to shows like this, where they could learn. They think they know it all now because they've made great amounts of money. Doesn't work like that. They've gained great amounts of money because we've blessed them. We've given them the opportunity to help others, and if they don't, then they will fail their whole life mission in spite of having 17 lots and 27 mansions. I want all of you to get over the frustrations of life. Look at them as problems to be solved. Do not look at the frustrations as problems to defeat you. You can beat these frustrations. You can do it by following my words. Make good decisions, help others. Show love towards everyone. Do what you can to make this a better world. And especially teach the young. Every moment that you spend teaching the young is a moment that you will cherish and remember. So thank you once again for listening to me, and thank you so much for solving the frustrations that you needed to solve this morning just simply to hear my messages. So goodbye. We'll be back again next week, and we'll have another message. Tell your friends and bring more people to hear these messages. I bless all of you as always that are listening, and I love everyone. Goodbye. Okay, Father, thank you so much, and I am well familiar with the frustrations today. I got to go try to solve them. So thank you for listening. Thank you for putting up with the problems. Thank you, I hope, for subscribing to YouTube, because then you will have total access to what we do. We do everything on YouTube. One day they may decide they don't want us, so I cannot answer for that. Goodbye. Have a great week. Follow God's word. You'll be a lot happier.